John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire on Easy Rock. It's 8:11. Well, let's face it. I mean, women want some romance. All the ladies don't live in the Kuchar Gary home. So, they don't have what you guys have. But aww. I tell you, a lot of women want that romance. Men, they want a connection as well. And joining us on the phone, Eric Lee, author of Sweeping Her Off Her Feet with Food. And it's all about getting more love and romance and, yes, sex back in your relationship. Love it. Eric, thanks very much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
You got it. So, I mean, in this book, you're talking about women will become more forgiving of their men and men will enjoy women more from food. How does this work?
Yes. That is absolutely correct. And it's as much about attention and focus as it is about the food.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, you just start by just having a sense of knowing your woman or getting to know someone you just met and finding out what they're like, what they like, and just taking time instead of just going out on a date to eat. There's something really intimate that women really, really respond to about a man cooking a meal for her. And then Sweeping Her Off Her Feet with Food, my book, I show you how to make some very easy recipes that look absolutely beautiful. And when you put that food in front of her, the way it looks, you know how you've ever made something or been served at a restaurant and you go, oh my God, this looks too good to eat.
Yeah.
When the man does that for his girl, the results are nothing short of remarkable.
So you're not just opening like a bag of chips for her. This is kind of a little more involved, hey?
Well, you know what? Even a bag of chips can be okay. If you have some candles lit and some, rose petals sprinkled around the floor and the table, and you open that bag of chips really slowly.
Seductively, almost.
See, and you just tell her how beautiful she is in the light, and you can't wait to see just slowly munch on those chips, the effect will be similar.
I had no idea.
What made you write this book?
Well, it's funny. When I grew up, I worked in restaurants when I was a young man. When I was about 18, I got the idea to make some of the and it was a gourmet four-star restaurant that I worked in. I got the idea to make one of the dishes from the restaurant at home for a date. And I made this dish. And at the end, I was going to go serve dessert, and I never made it that far.
And you clued in at that point, hey?
It was incredible. And then I was like, okay, there's maybe something to this. And so I tried it again. It's like, wow, that was great. Let me try this. And again, it happened the same way. And I'm telling my fraternity brothers about that, and they were like asking for recipes and asking me to come cook for them and all this kind of stuff. And from there, it's like this is a book.
Yeah,
oh, that's excellent. Yeah,
And so I ended up honing my cooking skills and becoming a chef and owning restaurants and things. So the book came much later, but the seed for the idea came from that.
All right. And how do women start forgiving men? Is it because they see their guy trying?
Well, yeah, and it's like, I came up with a term, and it's called romantic equity. Mm-hmm. Ah. If you like make one of these beautiful meals once a week, once every other week, even like once a month, consistently and make it romantic and just be into her, when you mess up, you've built equity you can draw.
Yes, I see, because I don't screw up that often, mm-hmm. Not once a week, but maybe every second week. So at least if I get or, make one of these meals once a week, I'm putting money in the bank.
You're good.
Right, exactly. So if you're like a consistently a good guy, and you slip up, she's like, oh, well, I got a good guy. It's okay.
Just make me some more chicken, honey.
I love it.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you show up with the chicken or the shrimp or the steak, whatever she likes, yeah. Oh, my God, dude, I'm telling you.
This is it. The new book is called Sweeping Her Off of Her Feet with Food. Where can we get this? You can go to your website, sweepingher.com.
Sweepingher.com is a great, great way to get it. You can order the hard copy or you can get the electronic version if you are in a hurry and need that help tonight.
Eric, thank you very much for being on our show today.
Oh, thanks for having me, and have a very romantic day.
I love it. Thank you very much. Eric Lee is the author. The book is called Sweeping Her Off Her Feet with Food, and we'll have it up on our blog. Sweepingher.com is where you can get more information.
You've been waiting patiently, and now's your chance.